WAVV from WNFU.
N-A-W-R-O. You guys going to be on for the day or to be determined?
I'll say to be determined, but I'm going to give it a 90% yes. I mean, it's warm and it's just raining. So, best case scenario would be a fact-finding mission with repair. Second best would be fact-finding. And, of course, the least of them all is it gets scrapped. So we shall find out. But so I'm sure it'll be one of those three. I skipped breakfast. I didn't feel like breakfast. I was gaining weight again, which bothers me. So I'm heading there now to meet the boys at the breakfast house.
Copy that. If you need anything for that remotely, I'll be available.
Okay, I'll tap you on Zillow. How's that sound?
Copy that as well. I'll make sure I'm online there.
Okay, very good. All right. So, yeah, it's nice, 34. Like I said, it's raining fairly significantly down here right now. I'm 696, 94 exchange, so, but I'd rather deal with the rain than what's coming our way Monday and Tuesday was at zero, and I think the rest of the team as well.
Yeah, that sounds like a good call. I mean, like you say, at least check it out and confirm what it looks like up there.
Yeah, and, you know, like Sean said, if it is broken, you know, it is what it is. It's not the end of the world. We all have ways around it. So, you know, but if it's fixable, fix it. So we know how that goes. The other thing, too, is about, I don't know if you've seen that email between John and I. A Discord message. I'll copy and send that to you. I did get your email on the updated call time for a couple of years, so I'm going to make sure all of that's accurate. Because the backup radio, you know, push the latest and greatest code plug to it, then give it to Dave, update his, and then give it to Mike and update his.
Yeah, copy that. Sounds like a plan. He is working dispatch today, just so you know if you didn't. And we did get an extra member last night, but he's my buddy Gary from Utica. But he does not have DMR ID, so that doesn't change the list you got.
Okay. That's probably something that we should make as a provincial requirement to have a DMR ID because, you know, that will be... I personally think, that's with me pontificating here, you know, if ever we are called to arms, I think that this system is going to be an important part of it as well.
Yeah, I actually agree. I was going to walk him through that to get him one, even if he didn't have a radio. I was still going to get him an ID. And the last three that joined, same thing. They don't have one, so. I kind of agree with you. There's no reason why not to get one.
Yeah, and all of the cash radios, they're all going to have individual ARPSC DMR IDs. I'll send you over a list of, I don't know, 15, maybe 20 of them. And I can't remember what he said, bottom up for handhelds and top down for mobile, or so I'll get back with Paul before I start doing all of that stuff.
All right. Sounds good. You're mobile now, heading out there, right?
I'm just heading towards the breakfast place. I actually turned on the IP Connect. I'm not sure where I went, but I just wanted to see what it would do on the 696. So, but I heard you talking about the size down on here. I think on the dashboard, what is negative?
I didn't have the dashboard up there, so it took a second to open it up. Let's see. I'm at around 100, a little bit above 100, all 0% loss. Because you're in the car there and traveling and whatever, you're like 117-ish with some loss, but, you know, perfectly readable.
Okay, what tower am I on?
In Mount Clemens, MTC, all the way so far.
Okay, yeah, I just checked the power, too, because I am just on a handheld work car. You know, I got a remote from here, and I told you I got a promise from one of the distributed now. So if I get one of those, I'll just have one radio hit the screen, and I'll be happy, and I'll just throw the work car. If it doesn't come to a remote kit in a work car and the DMR, PHF, DMR, UHF, XPR, 550D in the work car, and then I won't have to be playing around with these handles. But it does remarkably well for our county. We went to Ahi Sushi 26 in Van Dyke, and I was able to hit the repeater absolutely no problem inside that place. Just amazing. Just amazing.
In the Coney Island there, brought the Kinect system HD in with me, turned the volume on low, you know, and sure enough, Dean called me. I said, I don't know if this is going to work, but I transmitted and had a QSO, a quick QSO with him. It worked flawlessly. So there you go.
Calling in, I got a bunk.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I'll get somebody there as well.
Well, your signal is now degraded to not good. And KB8SWR, Jeff, are you in there? You know, I'll leave a spot for you. Go ahead. N8WRO. He's in Frankenmuth, I think. FRA is Frankenmuth, right, Wally? Try it again, Wally. No, Wally, the dashboard just showed Jeff, SWR. That was it.
Can you show him on 5-1 or 5-2?
Yeah, 5-1, just like us. And FRA, so Frankenmuth, I assume. Oh, wait a minute. FRA is not Frankenmuth. Or is it? I guess it is.
All right. Weird. I'll just give him a TX real quick. And I'm going to get out. I'm at like 11 and 3/4 miles, just getting ready to turn at 12 miles. So I'll step out. I'll keep you updated. WAV.
Caveat, Wally, I'm just going to try the POC radio real quick. No need to respond. I just want to make sure it's working. N8WRO, clear, QSO.
KE8WUO from WAFU. WAFU from N8DBF. N8DBF.
Hey, Dakota, this is Tim, N8WRO.
UH.
Quite well. I think I hear Anthony in there, and I know Sean's got a detail here. So if Anthony's there, I'll bow out. I just didn't want you to, you know, go unanswered. So N8WRO, this would be my last if I actually heard Anthony.
Tim, good to hear from you. Dakota, what's going on, man?
Thanks for coming back to me, Tim. I saw him pop up on the dashboard, too, so appreciate it. I wasn't sure if this thing was still programmed correctly or not. Anthony, good morning. You texted me this morning. I'm like, you know what, I'm going to pull that thing out. So I charged that in the 878 and turn them on, and there's people out here.
I'd be surprised with how often people on here now. There's some on these days.
I like it here.
Good morning from Muskegon, WAOR.
Hey there, Scott. I'm going to send you an email, and I want to talk to you about glasses. wasn't mine. I just hijacked in. Dakota, go ahead. You were actually in here.
Okay, I caught something about a class and something here.
I said I wanted to do, like, I'm going to send you an email. You said you had some classes coming up. So, go from there. WFA.
Okay, you're referring to the ICS 300, 400 that they're going to have over in some in Nuevo and some in White Lake.
Yeah. Also, you said you thought you had some Oxcom stuff coming up. That's more what I'm interested in.
Oh, yeah. We're starting getting our calendar together for the training. So we do the Oxcom and Aries groups on the second Monday of the month. We always have a type of training. February will be typical. We're trying to do the MySims quarterly exercise review. But if someone needs recertification, I'll have to schedule that as a full research or new course. It'll be my first one because I just went through the trainer thingy. So be kind to me.
Okay, we'll go both ways. I'll be kind to behind. All right, I will find you on Zed and send you my email and contact information.
All right, copy that.
Okay, Dakota, you back? I heard you on VH or UHF.
High five, and couldn't figure out why nobody was coming back or I wasn't even here myself. I had the contacts backwards. Like, uh-oh.
Yeah, well, I'm here. I was just talking to Sean over there. I think he's coming here, though, because you guys have a mission.
All right, let's try it now.
Yes, hello. What are you? Got me in sight? I don't see you behind me. Or is that you right behind me?
I am right on your tail. I'm surprised you're not driving your work car today.
This works. All right, anyhow, just follow me in. We'll park in the back and we'll go in the back door. WAFU. Have you talked to John or Dean?
I have not heard from either one of them. I know Tim is monitoring. Tim, would you be so kind as to see if you could find either one of those for us and tell them we're looking?
Copy that. NAWRO will do.
KE8LAX.
Yeah, basically the message, and hey, Dean, basically the message is Wally and I are going to go by early to work to see if it's even worth it. We're going to go take a peek and see. In fact, from what I heard yesterday, it may not even be worth soon enough. But we'll know shortly. We're on the premises.
NAWRO understands Dean's on frequency and will stand by till you give a report. NAWRO clear.
Copy your last, Sean. I will be on statewide one. Let me know. I am on the road, so I'll be in a somewhat general vicinity. So just let me know. KE8LAX.
I'm saying for sure at least two old guys ain't climbing up there.
Copy that. I'll head that direction anyway.
Okay, just for scope, we're by the emergency exit in the farther parking lot, not for the patient, but one road back. You'll see our cars. Yeah, baby.
Copy that. KE8LAX monitoring. Hey, thanks, Jim. I don't know if John's out here and listening.
So far, no, but let's see what they come up with and understand you're over that way. So we'll just stand by here, see what the... See how we're going to proceed.
There you are.
I don't know if you got the word. We're just in standby mode here until the Sean and Wally scope out the job.
Sounds good. I'm sort of
yeah, depending on what they find, they'll maybe cancel, but we'll see. So we're in standby mode, and Dean's already on site staging in case it is a go. NAWRO.
Correction, Tim. I'm in route, but Wally had said that they're not gonna, those guys aren't gonna attempt to climb a ladder. So no matter what they do, I'm still going to head that direction and end up on site for them.
Copy that. Sounds good. I don't want to guess, so I'll just wait until, you know, they give us a report, because it could go either way, of course. But appreciate you going out there, Dean. And AWRO, listening.
Okay, you know, Eric, monitoring.
Oh, hey, Dean, you want to, hold on a second. We're going to bring you up.
Stand by. I'm still en route.
All right. It's an all-indoor job, I think. Well, it either is. Well, anyhow, it may be good news.
Copy that. En route. I'll advise when I get there.
K8YNU. John, do you copy direct there? Traffic.
Copy. I can be there in like 5 minutes.
If you are available, it seems like it's a go, and, you know, Dean's en route still right now, so they could escort you up together then.
Also, Tim, I don't know if you realize this, but you called for YNU. I'm not correcting you. I realized it, and I was like, hold a second. K8LAX monitoring.
Yeah, why I did that, I do not know. I'm at K-E-8-W-U-O. All right, thanks, guys. I'll be listening if you guys need anything. N-A-W-R-O.
Dean, are you, let us know when you're on site, and then we'll come down and get you.
Copy that. I have an ETA of about 10 minutes.
All right, no big deal. Appreciate you being early. We set kind of a lot of it for 11:12, so you're way ahead.
Also going to meet me there and be on site, so we'll probably...
Okay. You know what? One of us will just come down and meet you guys. Do either one of you have my park in the back? You're going to go in the ER entrance, and there's some parking. You'll see Wally and my car. Well, neither one of us have a lot of antennas on our cars. Yeah, we can just meet you down there when you get on site.
Copy that. I am currently at 13 in Hoover, so I'll be there in like 2 minutes.
Who was that? I don't have IDs on this radio.
K-E-8-W-U-O, John.
Wow, John, you do not sound the same here as you do on P25. But then does anyone really? All right, very good. I'm sorry. I apologize. I said 11:12, but we got done with breakfast, and Wally and I said, well, let's just go eyeball it, see if it's even worth wasting our time. And I guess good news, bad news. Bad news is we made it early. Good news is we might be able to fix it. We'll let you guys take a look. We're going to take somebody that's not as bad as Wally and I. Oh, and possibly 100% indoors, no outdoor work.
Sounds good. I'm prepared for both either way. I also brought some tools up with, if any are needed.
Network controls up what? Matt, Ben, you have anyone?
W8FU, Fred's on. Do you want to pick that up?
Is that UFS?
Yeah, go ahead. I was calling you, Mac Daddy.
Good. I think Jeff kind of gave me a clue as to what was wrong, and he's 100% right. I think we can fix this. So I think when the guys get here, we're going to get a plan. They may be able to get this thing hooked, secured inside, and we'll just need you to say, there it is. And we may never have to bust a hatch if we get lucky.
Oh, you can reach the antenna from inside?
It's kind of a long story. The, you know, Jeff fixed the mount that it's on inside, and it, that, where he fixed it, it broke loose in that windstorm, so it's tilted over. But the top one is rock solid, secure, so if they run it back and turn that screw in right where the divot is, because it's marked, and bolt it, it should be right back in line. Now, I know one hair and these ones are off, so there's still need, we still may need to tweak it, but I'm thinking they pull that thing back and clamp it right where it was, I'll bet you it comes back online.
Okay. Take photos so we can see what happened in repairs.
Okay. So they're going to be here shortly. I'm going to go down to meet them and bring them up. We're going to have a little powwow. We're going to have to discuss a plan to attack if one even exists, and then I'll reach out probably within half an hour or so.
You got some place around there, Sean, that you can get another one? It probably broke the clamp. I'm going to come off. I don't know. You're there. You've seen it. But I'm just I-beam to conduit.
Then you made the repair, and then that went out again. So all I'm hoping with the weather and everything like that is we just get it back online, get this through until the weather breaks, and then we got to go up there and get this thing done correctly, you know, with a real mount and all that good stuff. So I'm just hoping to get it back online until then. If you look under System Tech and FBI Discord, I can show you a picture of what's wrong.
Well, that's pretty hammy looking now, isn't it?
Hey, man, blame Ho. He put it there.
It was 60-plus mile-an-hour gusts.
I'm kind of hoping.
Oh, you need a signal into Franklin.
All right, I'm going down. I don't know if I'll lose the system when I'm down on the first floor, but I'll be out at the ER shortly.
Dad, I see you blocked the door, so we're good there.
I just backed in by your car, K-E-A-W-U-O.
Yeah, Sean, you were fine. It was Ho.
Yeah, here's John. I see him. Come on, straight in.
Is that John walking in right now?
Yeah, you might see my car over there. And then there's a parking lot right behind you. And Sean and I are over there. You'll see my black.
It's loud in that room. Hey, Tim, I sent you a picture of what we're dealing with.
Copy that. Appreciate it. Any of your own.
Everybody cross their fingers. This might be lucky.
I see it now. Hopefully it's inside only.
TSA QYO test, Grand Rapids test.
KF8CYO, good copy here in Macomb, N8WRO.
I appreciate it. Just through the program in this radio.
Copy that. N8WRO, clear.
KF8DPZ monitoring. If you guys need any help that I can give you with my base station from here, I'll be happy to.
Hey, Cliff, I appreciate it, but it looks like they have it set, but we at least can listen to the play-by-play. N-A-W-R-O, clear.
You got to come. K-F-A-E-P-Z, clear and monitoring.
Back to 81. Perfect.
Go for heavy one. Max Daddy, heavy one, go.
You're on statewide 1-800.
Well, I'm on statewide 1-DMR and Steven 1.
Well, you know, that sounds like more than an inside job.
KVSWR. W8FU. Hello? W8FU, KVSWR. Hello? Hello, Jeff?
Wait, Jeff, you're making it in, just FYI.
Maybe he doesn't love you. He was calling you, and now he's not loving you.
I think he forgot to turn his volume back up when he went back upstairs. N8BZR, monitoring statewide 1.
W8AOR mobile, statewide 1.
Warren 2 from Grambling Depot. Warren 2 from Grambling Depot, statewide 1. Whoever was that on statewide 1, nothing but background noise. Hey, Fred, are you calling? Yeah, it's been 45 minutes just doing status check.
You want the good news or the bad news? Bad news will be either back phone or telephone.
Go ahead and give me a phone call.
All right, needless to say, we're not going to be back up today. You're looking for a 4G router for the main site.
All right, yeah, go ahead and give me a TX.
Anyhow, I've got pictures I want to send you, so it'll be a while. We're still up here. It's starting to get a call, so let me get down from here, get home, get you those pictures, and we're off. But, yeah, we're probably down until the weather breaks here. I'll talk to you in a minute. Have you had a few?
All right.
KELS monitoring.
Hey, Dean, I want to thank you and John. Your help was invaluable, and we'll get back out here, get this fixed.
Yeah, no problem. Seriously, anytime you need anything, just keep us in mind. I've got no issues. I find it very interesting, and I truly do enjoy it.
KEAWUO, statewide 1.
WUO, KEAWX. Did you just leave the parking lot?
Yes, sir. Just left the parking lot. Went to this gas station that I'm not sure was open. I'm going to try a different one. Kind of wanted to test out the radio because earlier today it seemed very in and out and spotty. And I wasn't sure if something's up with my radio or not.
No, you sound really good on this end. I'm at 94 in the Harper AV exit.
Copy that. Yeah, I don't know. It was Sean and those guys coming in kind of broken earlier. I know they were inside the building, so I think maybe that was why, but just curious if it was just me or what.
Oh no, Sean was struggling, and when Fred was coming up, he was struggling a little bit. So no, it wasn't just you. I was hearing it.
Copy that. Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes me feel better because I was like, what is going on? I am barely able to make out anything that these guys are saying. And they seem to be able to hear themselves just fine or each other. And I'm like, it must just be me. And I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing wrong. But I guess if you were hearing it too, then maybe it's not just my radio.
Well, I mean, if you get out of the habit of chucking them at the ground, you might not have too much of a problem.
Oh, yeah? You think that would help? That's a good idea. Instead of dropping them, I should probably hold them a little bit better and not mess them up. Good idea.
I'm still impressed. I mean, that thing smacked the ground pretty hard, and the only thing that had any sign of anything was the rubber ring around the top, and that was just a little bit of dirt. I was actually really impressed. When that smacked the ground, I heard it.
Yeah, I mean, that was the second time I dropped it today, so I mean, that was the P25 radio, not the DMR, but still, I think that's why everybody likes those radios. They're made for the abuse.
Copy that. No arguments. I'll definitely, one day, hopefully something in the near future, I'll be there. I definitely like those radios and the kind of stuff that they do, so I'll get there.
I am currently in possession of 4 used ATX 7000 radios. They're technically Anthony's. 2 of them are XEs without a display or keypad, and they're green, but they're P25 and VHF, and then the other APX 7000s are just 7000s. They're not XEs, and they have a full keypad and display, and Anthony would like to sell them, so you would be a very prime candidate for it, because I think they're a little, I just think you'd be a good candidate for P25. That's all I can say.
Copy that. Well, if that's his intentions or plans, If you know what he's trying to get for either model, but we can talk off the air, because I don't know a whole lot about what motos are better than the others and what has different features and what have you. So you're more educated that way. So we'll talk off the air.
Copy that. All right. Well, I will let you go. Seems like the radio is working fine, and all is well. So I will try to get those radios set up and ready to give back to Anthony today. And then I'll keep in touch with you and let you know what he's looking to get for him, and we'll go from there. He was at the last ARPS meeting, too, so you've probably met him before. So. But anyway, this is KEAWUO. I will be clear.
Pay too much attention to, because it seems like during the meetings I'm just running around trying to concentrate on what I'm doing. So, but sounds good. This is KEAX. I'll be clear and monitoring.
NAWROHT Richmond. Just want to thank you guys again for what you did today. NAWRO, I'll be clear as well, but listening.
Yeah, no problem. It's like I said to Sean, it's enjoyable, and it's cool to see how everything works and learn how to keep the stuff up and running. It's really, I don't think you can place a value on it. KEAX, clear and monitoring.
Yeah, no problem, Tim. It was wish you could have been there. It was a little warm, a little loud, and a little cold, all at the same time. It was cold on the roof, warm in the, area where the repeater's kind of sitting, and where the mount came disconnected through the roof. So, it was interesting, but you didn't miss a whole lot, so, Well, all right. Well, I will talk to you guys later. 73 KEAWUO.
Yeah, BABD.
Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah. Hey, John, those 7000s you were talking about, what band are they?
They're VHF. Anthony's got a couple of them. All 4 of them are VHF and 7800. 2, like I said, have full keypads and all that, and 2 are, you've probably seen pictures of them, but if not, I can send you. They're like green, and they don't have keypads or displays, but you would probably want the one with the keypad and display. But yeah, they're VHF.
No, that's fine. I'm just curious. They did make that radio, a lot of rural fire departments, Jeff VHF. Depending how you got it configured, that the 7000 could only do two, and you could order them VR1, you know, V800, you know, R1, 800, you know, blah, 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 on down the line. So I just thought if it was one of those that was R1V, that would be kind of cool. Green means it's usually a fire department. And when I thought, huh, possible.
Gotcha. Yeah, these ones are the ones that don't have working volume knobs. I should have probably mentioned that. The other ones are black. I'll take a look and I'll send you some pictures just so that you can, you know, take a look at them as well. And I don't think they're what you're looking for necessarily, but they might be. The other ones are black, and they are in full working order. Sean worked on them a little bit and got a couple of good working APXs out of it. And I think there's like one or two that weren't able to be saved, and so we got those for parts, or Anthony has those for parts. But the other two are very good radios. They're pretty much exactly what we're getting from Sean potentially for ARPS. So they're great radios. They'll do what you want. But the green ones are, you know, you kind of want a remote speaker mic so you can do the volume on it. And, you know, they don't have displays. It does have a top display, but that's not... not all you know, hope and dream for.
Yeah, you don't have to bother sending me pictures. I don't want them. No need for me to have a 7800 radio at all. You know, I just, even if I did have permission to go there, I wouldn't want to use my own. So, yeah, that's not even a thing. I was just curious. I was just hoping maybe it was a DU or something like that. So, that's all. Yeah, so you save your efforts. Utilize your time on something more important, like fixing rooftops.
Yeah, well, I mean, they are VHF and 7800, so they would get on the P25 system, and they would get in the 7.2, and so. But fair enough. I will. I'll let you go. KEAWUO.
Pleasure working with you guys. You guys have fun. Thanks. Hopefully we can get the stuff resolved and go from there. Chat later. WABD. Thanks, Dean.
Always a pleasure, Wally. Have a good one. We'll catch you on the air soon.
WABD. Yes, sir.
Did you end up making it to Richmond yesterday?
I did not.
I was just on my way home, and I stopped and got mine cut. I have to adjust my hat.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that today. I'm going to go home, take her to lunch. Just send her a Wally Uber. Uber would be there in 5 minutes. Maybe I'll do that today. That sounds like a good idea. So, I know I need it. It's kind of scruffy, fluffy.
It's weird. It sounds like you cut off mid-sentence, and when I tried to respond, it's a challenge. But anyhow, I just open it and said, shave it off. And she put some foo-foo smell and stuff in my hair, told me I needed that to keep it moisturized. I didn't buy.
Trying to upsell.
Yep. I don't like the smell, so I'm going to have to find something. I think she's right. I think I do need to do that because I suffer a horrible pillow head. So I end up washing my hair like at night when I before I go to bed, which is when I prefer to do it, but then I got to do it again. Oh, phone's ringing. I'll be back. We'll be in a few. Maybe.
Remember an X-ray Zulu testing? XZ, this is N8WRO, if you're still there, Ron.
N8RO, this is N8XZ.
Well, you're sounding good. Did I assume you've got a 6?
This is the Baofeng DM32UV digital radio that I've just gotten a a halfway decent code plug into that I am now working on fixing because nobody else's code plug is the way I want it. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot you had gotten that one as well. And you know what? That's it. That's it for everybody. We all admit that. It's like, here's the basis. Start, sort how you want. Remove what you want. Add what you need. And but it is a good starting point, at least. Yeah, I'm glad you got that. Did you end up going with Cliff's or Brian's?
Well, I played with both of them. This is Cliff's right now.
Copy that. Yeah, I think his was a good one. I can't remember. The only issue was I wasn't really going to be roaming around. He had, like, everything in there. So that's what I need to do for my Kinect systems that's in the mobile. And I have yet to do that. I only have a handful in this southeast area. But then again, I don't travel that much. So there you go.
You know, I'm right there with you. I might flip-flop because I don't know how much I would need the roaming around either. When I did roam down to Monroe, I found that there was nothing to roam to there. So you have to be in the vicinity of repeaters at work.
Yeah, every time we do a topic like this on where the repeaters, I have to grab my handy-dandy map that I compiled from the Central Michigan site there. And, yeah, obviously Detroit MTC, Southgate, Novi, Grass Lake, Fenton. I think I might have Bansville in. I don't remember. I do believe I have Lansing in because I get over to Eaton Rapids every now and then. I should probably throw in Byron Center and some of the other stuff there. I guess it's not that difficult to throw them all in, but and of course they do repeat pairs, so you don't have to throw all of them in because you already have the ones that have multiples. So, but I really have not lately been doing traveling, like Sault Ste. Marie. Well, I guess I already have that in because I have Detroit in. Sault Ste. Marie is Detroit is 444. So, yeah, fun stuff.
Well, at this point, I'm just ecstatic that I managed to get the software to talk to the radio because that was it's always a challenge when you have like six cables to choose from to figure out which one works with which radio. So I gave up on the computer and got the tablet out and made sure to install the prolific driver with the correct revision number and. It took a minute to figure out to get it to COM port number 7 and why this tablet has 7 COM ports is beyond me, but and it has only one USB slot, so that's a bummer. I can add another USB slot if I take out the scanner, but it will cost me more than I paid for the tablet, so I don't think I'm going to.
I hear you. It's nice when it works, but it's so frustrating when you get down in the weeds on some ancillary stuff and you can't even get the radio to talk to your PC. So I know you probably got the dashboard open, but that signal was good. What was it? Yeah, well, let's just call it 0% loss. It says 0.6. Oh, all the rest of you were 0.0. So 0% loss and RSSI 104. That is good for that radio and for where I believe you should be at. So, and you're into Mount Clemens, too, so that's good.
Well, I'm pleased. I'm still going to do some percolating with the code plugs, but I'm probably going to do... I have three code plugs to play with. One of them came from one of my more tactical pals, and he's... I don't know if something was lost in translation or what, but he did a lot of work putting together a extensive code plug that didn't actually work. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in there, but when you key it up, it doesn't connect. So, I wasn't even hitting the GM machine, and in analog. So, fun stuff.
Yeah, I hate to admit it. I made a rookie mistake myself the other night. I guess they had that first D2
ARPSC net on the GMR ARC. Oddly enough, I do even have that in my coat plug. I don't know why it fell through. I guess I just wasn't planning on using it, but I did put it in. And, of course, I got the PL wrong. So when you check into a net three times and they're not hearing you at all, you know, you should actually know you've got something wrong. That's ridiculous. NAWRO, back over to you, Ron.
Or my favorite thing is I have the mobile you wear it up at the base, and you try to check into the net three or four times, and only to find out that you're transmitting on the other side from when you're monitoring.
A couple of times, Wally's pulled something similar on me. He comes into town here in Richmond, and dude does a talk around, so he's on the input, and I don't listen, don't pay attention. I'm talking on the repeater, and people think I'm crazy having a one-way conversation, and I finally got it, so I know what the shortcut is on the Yazoo, how to flip it over there, and then sure enough, it wasn't working. I said, oh, just go back to the repeater so I don't sound so stupid.
I keep thinking that we're overcomplicating things, because I miss the days when I would just make a spreadsheet with all the stuff I wanted and the names and PL tones and all that fun stuff. And then I could just drag and drop it and manage it however I wanted. And once I had something I liked, I could blast it into the radio. And that's it would be nice to open up these code plugs in Excel and massage them around and then save them again and have it work. But alas, no, they want to control more.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying on that. And in that regard, that CPS for that particular radio, I'm not a big fan of that. I finally got to figure out how to actually manipulate it by moving stuff up and down. So it does work once you get the hang of it, but I'm not a big fan of that. And I wanted to mention, I'm not sure what they gave you, but I do have access to the CSVs for contacts, and I could custom make whatever contact you want. If you want all Michigan, I think in mine I have Michigan, Ontario, and Ohio. Why I did that, I don't know, probably way too much. But if you need something for that radio, I can send it over to you.
Well, that'd be pretty awesome. Sure, I'll give it a shot.
Copy that. It's been a little bit since I uploaded it or, I guess, downloaded it from the site, so I might redo it. So, give me if I don't get through it tonight, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll have it on my desk here, and I'll get it over to you. And I'm pretty sure there's a pretty high capacity in that one for it. So in my book, doing the entire United States, I don't get it. So I don't see a need, but I suppose some people do.
No worries. I don't even care if it's updated. Just whatever's convenient is fine. As long as it's got the, like 10 or so people that I'm likely to talk to, then it's great. Now if I can only get my D-Star pal up north to get a DMR so I don't have to get another radio to... I mean, I suppose I could make the Shark RF thing work, and the whole challenge for me now is to try and be able to play radio from the comfortable chair and not the uncomfortable chair in the studio that's got the radio and power supply and the antenna on top of the house. So, challenges.
Yes, some of the guys like saying first world problems, right? It's very important to us, but then when we back up a little bit, it's like, oh, I guess there's bigger problems. But I'm still going to solve it anyway, so I'm still going to do it.
Exactly. I'm toying with the idea of getting the M1KE from Shark RF, and apparently that can do all of the stuff remote. It's got a speaker and a microphone in it, and you can connect it to your hotspot and off into the ether you go.
I am going to have to toy around with that side of the service, and
get the T-shirt, so to speak, on that. But I'm one of the fortunate ones that I live 7 blocks away from Sean's tower here. And, you know, not that much of a secret. He's going to be putting more stuff on top of that in the not-too-distant future. So, it's pretty nice. I am definitely in HD territory in the basement. Works fine.
I get it. Different manufacturers are trying to differentiate their stuff. And so trying to get an all-in-one anything is probably never going to happen unless somebody hacks a bunch of open source stuff. But I'm no longer interested in doing that much hacking myself.
Yeah, I think those days are over for me as well. Used to be pretty good at that, but things have gone a little bit more advanced to my skill set. So, all right, Ron, I guess I should probably get back to a little bit of ARPS work here. Nice QSO. Appreciate it. You have a good one. I'll be listening out. NAWRO. After you, sir.
All right, Tim. Thank you so much, and talk to you soon. NAWRO73 from November 8 X-Ray Zulu. Check, 1-2. Check, 1-2.
NAVZR monitoring statewide 1.
NAVZR testing. KE8FGW monitoring statewide 1.
Hello, tech support. Give me this over here.
KE8FGW monitoring statewide 1. KE8FJW monitoring statewide 1.